While Harley was pressuring three unions in Milwaukee and Tomahawk to accept a wage freeze and more lower-paid part-time workers, the company was also talking with the state of Wisconsin about a financial incentive package. Today, 4 days after the unions ratified new contracts, the governor's office has announced that Harley will get $25 million in enterprise zone tax credits over 9 years. That's if the company meets targets for job retention and capital investment and purchases from their in-state suppliers. Governor Doyle's spokesman, Adam Collins, says the requirements are sufficient.
It's a performance-based set of tax credits. And I think it's been a challenging time for Harley-Davidson and certainly for its great employees. And the governor is very thankful that everyone was able to come together in these really difficult times and tough circumstances.
Governor Doyle's decision to help Harley may not please some free market advocates or critics of corporate welfare. But an official at the Milwaukee Machinists Union that voted for the Harley contracts says he's okay with the state's bottom line. Scott Parr says the benchmarks are good.
And if Harley does not live up to those benchmarks, the money will not be paid out. And certainly any state aid, I believe that's how it should happen.
Parr says the unions were not involved in the state's talks with Harley, but says the labor groups wish they would have been included. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.